Are you cyber confident? Do you know what your digital footprint is? Do you understand the reasons you're a cyber target? In this podcast series, you'll learn what it means to be cyber confident both at work and at home. Because when it comes to cyber security, the front line is you. I'm Josella Waldron, and this episode is all about detangling the dark web. This time, I'm talking to Detective Sergeant Simon Kendall from the Tarion Regional Cyber Crime Unit. I started our conversation by asking him to talk me through the different layers of the internet.
Most people use the internet on a daily basis, hourly basis, minute-by-minute basis. And some people are unaware that there are even different layers to the internet. If you think about the internet as an iceberg, don't see a lot of the iceberg underneath the water. So the bit that we use at the top that we can see is called the surface web. That runs all your standard apps and things you would use on a daily basis. Google, Instagram, Facebook, search engines, Reddit. But the surface web is probably only about 4% of the internet. So we only use about 4%. The other 96% is the bit of the iceberg that's under the water that no one can see. So the middle layer is called the deep web, and that contains things like government records, medical records, financial records, academic information, legal documents, things that are hidden that people probably can't see. And then the bottom bit is the dark web. The dark web is made up of criminality generally, maybe not purely criminality, maybe political protest, but the things that we investigate, drug trafficking, other illegal activities, such as drugs, and indecent images of children, things like that.
You can't accidentally come across the dark web. You have to go find it. Is that right?
That's right. So you can't just access the dark web from your browser, whether that be Google, Firefox or whatever browser you're using. You have to use a specific browser to be able to access it. However, you can use those normal search engines and browsers to type in, how do I access the dark web? So it's not a secret, but there is only a specific way in, that's right.
Is there anything particular that attracts people to the dark web, or is it just a criminal enterprise?
There were specific reasons to use the dark web. So political protest I mentioned. So the dark web was originally used and invented by the American military to send encrypted messages. But also then, if you were a student in China and wanted to protest, where the internet is marshaled and monitored, and then you wouldn't be able to send your messages out. So originally the dark web was used to change your IP address, change where you were virtually in the world, to be able to send messages. So initially, when the dark web was born, it was kind of more about getting messages to people. But then obviously, like anything, criminality manages to get hold of it, and it's turned for the worst, really.
So we're looking at safety on the internet, cyber safety. How does the dark web impact us as individuals?
You probably wouldn't even know it was there if you're going about your daily business and individual life. I think where it impacts nowadays would be the leakage of information. So I mentioned criminal enterprises. There are numerous data leak sites on the dark web that contain details of individuals. They are obtained from database breaches of organizations. So your details may be on the dark web for criminals to abuse.
What sort of things could they be used for?
Well, with data breach sites, if you have inadvertently used your work email address instead of your personal email address to sign in to an app or a website, and that app or website has been breached, then those details, as in your email address and your password, will become part of a leaked data set. Now, that leaked data set may appear for free on the dark web, but it also may appear for sale on the dark web. So things like email addresses, passwords, personal details that you enter into various websites and apps will be available on the dark web. I can give you an example of that, actually. A couple of years ago, during our work, we were asked to explore the dark web, and we found details of FBI agents' email addresses with passwords related to it. That is obviously a massive security risk, not only for the FBI, but for the agents in general. So we alerted them. But there's all kinds of things on the dark web.
In your opinion, what's the biggest security risk to individuals because of the dark web?
The first question I'd ask is, why are people on there? there's no legitimate reason to be on the dark web, I don't think, anymore nowadays, other than criminality. I mentioned changing IP addresses earlier. That can easily be obtained or done now by using VPNs. So there's no real reason to go as deep as the dark web to change your online identity for the purposes that I described earlier. The main risk is the dark web is used for criminality. So if you're on the dark web and using the dark web, then you are mixing with criminality and all the risks associated with it.
On the dark web, are people generally anonymous?
Yes, that's the purpose. So to get to the dark web, you have to use a search engine, a browser called Tor, which stands for The Onion Router. That will anonymize your IP address, and therefore you will then be granted access to the dark web areas that are not normally accessed via normal web browsers. By its nature, it is anonymous.
And are there cyber risks associated with doing that?
Only that you are changing your IP address to be someone else, and and back to with my policeman's hat on, why would you want to do that? There's no risk in changing your IP address to come from a different country. People do it all the time if they want to contact relatives and friends. It's more of what are you going to encounter and see on the dark web.
Do you have any first-hand experience of the dangers of the dark web, and has it impacted your job in any way?
Yeah, we use the dark web on a daily basis to investigate criminality, as I mentioned. We're the police, we have a presence on the dark web, and we're investigating it on a daily basis, for all kinds of criminality. So, yes, we use it, and we're trying to use it to fight criminality.
Is there any advice you would give to people to encourage them to protect themselves from the dangers and risks associated with the dark web?
Yes. So the first thing I would say is please be careful with your personal information. What I mean by that is if you're using an app, a website for work purposes, then ensure that you use your work details. If you're using them for personal business, then use your personal details. It's the mixing of the two where the issues will come. The other thing I would say is, and back to what I said previously, people don't really need to use the dark web. VPNs will do the same job now. So if you don't need to go on there, don't go on there. And ask yourself, why are you using the dark web in the first place? So just steer clear of it would be my general advice.
Often with cyber security, it's human error that's the problem. Is there any particular risks to do with the dark web?
Yeah, it's a good question. ultimately, humans interact with technology. I think we prefer to call humans the primary attack vector. 95% of the investigations we run are to do with phishing emails and compromises that way. And if your details that I mentioned earlier around using sites with particular email addresses, if your details are out there, then that makes it easier for the bad guys to send a phishing email that's tailored to you. So what I would say is, you just got to be vigilant all the time and ask yourself the question around, do I need to respond to that email? Do I need to click the link? Because you don't know where you're going to be directed off the back.
That was Detective Sergeant Simon Kendall from the Tarion Regional Cybercrime Unit. Look out for more episodes in this series. You can find them on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can find out more by emailing the team at cyberconfident@mod.gov.uk.